And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. No smarty pants allowed. That's right, I said it. Plus, you who are listening, are no longer ordinary. What? Plus, the divine light bulb. It's not a light bulb joke. And we're going to wind it down with the teacher's teacher.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. And we're going to jump on prevailing because we want to talk about prevailing. Because treading water isn't good enough. Politics, entertainment, and current events, not so much this hour. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. It's like a hernia. Oh, so much to carry. All right, we're asking you, what do you think? Hey, give us a call, 866-577-2473, 866-GAPRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for a conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're going to take a break, but stand by because you have SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Inaugural festivities are underway the day before President-elect Donald Trump's swearing-in ceremony tomorrow. Mr. Trump paced the wreath in front of the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery as he continues his countdown to inauguration. Trump was joined in the ceremony by Vice President-elect Mike Pence. After placing the wreath, the two men put their hands on their hearts as solemn music played. Trump's family, including his wife Melania and adult children and grandchildren, were also present. They are now attending an inaugural concert. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry, tapped by President-elect Trump to head the Energy Department, said he regrets his infamous statement about abolishing the federal agency and insisted it performs a critical function at his confirmation hearing today.
Do you support these cuts? Yes or no?
Well, Senator, maybe they'll have the same experience I had and forget that they said that. But
we're counting on you. We're counting on you to educate the incoming president.
Mr. Perry speaking with Hawaii Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono. Vice President-elect Pence expresses appreciation to the Obama administration for its help during the presidential transition.
At a Washington news conference, the vice president-elect singled out President Obama and Vice President Biden for making good on their promise to ensure a smooth transition.
The cooperation that the outgoing administration has extended in this transition effort would make every American proud.
Pence announced that the transition finished on schedule and under budget, and that 20% of taxpayer funding will be returned to the U.S. Treasury. Greg Clugston, the White House.
On Wall Street today, the Dow down by 72 points, the NASDAQ dropped 15, the S&P lower by 8, crude oil up 33 cents to $51.37 a barrel. This is SRN News.
In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Hi, this is Scott Wilder. I'll be with you in San Diego for a wonderful cause, something we're going to do together for American Leprosy Missions. Amazingly, leprosy still exists in the world, and what we're going to do together is cure 200 kids of leprosy. You can call right now, 800-443-0838, and join us curing children, or join me Tuesday and Wednesday throughout the day and on the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace. English pastor Martin Lloyd-Jones said, "Although it is very right to think about the future, it is very wrong to be controlled by it." He was right, because if you let it, worry about the future will defeat you today. That's why Jesus said, "Don't be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own," he said. What he was saying was that you need to take today's resources for today's needs, or you'll lose today's joys. Don't push yourself into the future and forfeit today's joy for some tomorrow that may never come. Learn this one lesson. Fear is a liar. It will cause you to lose the joy of today. What's more, God gives strength for only one day at a time. He doesn't give you grace for tomorrow until tomorrow. So be a portrait of His grace today.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Tugboat Todd. Wow. Do you know what that's called? I've got to tell you, you're newer in the producing area, so I got to explain this to you. That's a spoonerism. Not kidding. You can look it up, right? You can type in spoonerism right now in Google. That's when you take the first word of something and switch it with the last word, and you kind of, you know, just oppose them. So instead of saying, "Let me show you to your seat," you would say, "Let me sew you to your sheet." That's a spoonerism from a preacher in the 1800s, named Spooner.
Wow.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's kind of a fascinating thing. So every time I do that, I just think, got to be part of my heritage somewhere, or I just have to slow my brain down. One of those two.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I haven't figured that one out yet. I've been up since 4:30 this morning. Don't ask. That's my best response is, you don't even want to know.
That's about when I went to bed.
Is that really?
No.
That's why you get in at 1:30. No, I'm kidding. All right, so here we go. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. I don't know if you noticed this morning or not. It had a little bit of liquid sunshine all over the place. Okay, it had a lot of liquid sunshine. It took me an hour and 35 minutes to get to work today. How's that? That's the record so far. And it was amazing because I wasn't mad at anybody. Although I will confess, after 50 minutes of prayer, I was done. So then it was... You know, then I was making phone calls. Wireless, Bluetooth wireless, but I'm just saying. Excalibur Roofing, they're busy, but they're not too busy to take your call. And you want to know why? Because they want your business. You want to know why? Because they're one of the top roofing companies in San Diego. But they're believers like you and I. And if you want to do business with somebody that has a similarity to your faith, give them a call and talk to them. We've had people call from this show that had Eric come over to give an estimate, and he comes and he's all prepared, and he's starting to talk about numbers, and they go, "Hey, just share your testimony." So he ends up sharing the testimony. He's there for an hour because it's a long testimony. And then they're like, "Okay, yeah, just send us the paperwork. We don't care about the rest of it." That's the kind of people you want to do business with. ExcaliburRoofing.com is their phone number, 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. You can also go to Facebook and type in Excalibur Roofing. Works out pretty good. All right, Scott Wilder, I don't know if you just heard his voice just a couple minutes ago. He's going to be hanging out with us next week. And he's with the American Leprosy Missions. Scott Wilder with the American Leprosy Missions. Be in studio next week. We're going to work our best to get 220 kids taken care of. Scott's been in our studio before. He's great to work with. Makes my job easier, though I don't know if you really call this a job, although they seem to take taxes out whether I call it a job or not. We do want to encourage you, if you want to get more information about what's going on with this disease, and I am purposely staying ignorant on portions so that Scott can explain it to me live on the air. That's one of the things I want to do, because I want to hear it fresh, just like the audience would. No rehearsing, no any of that. So I want to know, explain this to me, help me understand. You know, I understand biblically about Jesus and how he touched leprosy. What is leprosy? How do you deal with it? What is there a cure? How can we help? What's the process? That's what we're going to talk about. KPRZ.com, you can get more information. You can also pre-call at 800-443-0838. 800-443-0838. You might be thinking, well, leprosy, that's gone, isn't it? It's gone when Jesus touches it, and it's gone when he gives us the gift of medicine to help cure it or to help prevent it. But it's not just gone because we live in America and somebody else lives back in other countries. It doesn't work that way. So we're going to examine that. But that's pretty much the extent. This will be the first time that I've done this in an appeal. So I'm interested to see how this goes. Okay? All right. Let's get into our teaching called No Smarty Pants Allowed. You got any sounds for that one?
No smarty pants!
Not so fast, smarty pants!
Hey, you had two that actually said smarty pants. That's pretty good. I like that. Good job. All right, let's talk about smarty pants and what that really means. And we're going to take this out of Luke chapter 10, verses 17 through 23. And no, that's not the normal way a pastor would say it, but I'm not a pastor that way, so don't worry about it. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 through 23 says, the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. One of the more fascinating teachings that Jesus demonstrates and Scripture prepares for us and communicates with us is this understanding that the Lord is not impressed with smarty pants. The Lord doesn't think, well, they're a professional minister, therefore they must be fantastic ministers. That is not how the Lord even operates, as in a fact or as in testimony. When the proclamation of the birth of Jesus Christ came, who were the first people to hear the message in large? It was the shepherds, not the kings in the castle, not the professors at the universities, and yes, they had universities back then, not the learned rabbis with their disciples. It was the shepherds. It was the simple man. It was the honest man. It was the common man. And when Jesus comes in and starts creating the advancements of the kingdom and teaching people to do so, they take to it. They respond to it. They believe. They do this unbelievable thing. They believe that when Jesus says, go do this, go teach in my name, go proclaim the gospel, go cast out spirits, go do this stuff in my name. After he had shown them how to do it, he goes and tells them to do it, and they go and do it, and they come back, and they're like, whoa, it works. It works. And they're like, how awesome. And Jesus says the first thing, which is the first thing all of us need to say on a regular basis, and that's, look. The rejoicing is not that the power of God is flowing through you. The rejoicing is that your names are written in heaven and that you are going to spend eternity with God. That's your key source of rejoicing. Don't lose that element. Don't lose that understanding. You can be in the midst of ministry. You can do wonderful things. But when you lose the most powerful grip that we're supposed to have as believers, you're losing it. That we are to rejoice that we are going to spend eternity with God. Then Jesus lifts his prayer up. He says, I pray, and it says he's full of joy. I mean, he's just bubbling over. You know what full of joy is? That's when you thought you were going to have to pay taxes and you get a refund. You're full of joy. Come on. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's they're full of joy. And he's like, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven, because you've hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. And see, in the mind and the heart of God, this wise like a child principle is an important principle. Jesus said, unless you're like a little child, you know, it's going to be kind of tough. And the reason is because a child in that demonstration is a child that has humility, because Jesus is able to bring the child in the middle of the group, a child that has a trusting nature. These are things that we should have. But the idea is to understand that Jesus was ecstatic, bubbling over. God the Father did not let the wise and the learned get these things. The professors, the teachers, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the kings, the governors, the Caesars, they didn't get it. But these fishermen and some of these other guys, what do you got? I got a rock shop. That's all I got, man. Got a rock shop. All I do is sell rocks. Yeah, come follow me. That's the kind of person Jesus loves. It's not about being smarter than everybody. It's about being connected to the Lord. I promise you, he's so much smarter than everybody that if he works through you, you'll come off as smart. Don't worry. But the idea is to recognize that it's not the level to which we have attained that impresses God, but the level to which we lean. That's what impresses God. He likes it when you lean. And he likes it when you lean on him. And to be childlike versus being, so smart that they call you Dr. Fahrenheit because you have so many degrees, the understanding that you should be a child is manifest in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then through Acts, through Revelation. Pretty tough to miss. Okay, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. Then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, I won't be afraid just as long as you stand by me.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Aitin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened, and then one day she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Let others see your testimony as well as hear it.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Bill Crowder. In March 1974, Chinese farmers were digging a well when they made a surprising discovery. Buried under the dry ground of central China was the Terracotta Army, life-size terracotta sculptures that dated back to the 3rd century B.C. In this extraordinary find were some 8,000 soldiers, 150 cavalry horses, and 130 chariots drawn by 520 horses. The Terracotta Army has become one of the most popular tourist sites in China, attracting over 1 million visitors annually. This amazing treasure lay hidden for centuries, but is now being shared with the world. The Apostle Paul wrote that followers of Christ have a treasure inside them that's to be shared with the world. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. The treasure inside us is the message of Christ and His love. This treasure is not to be hidden, but is to be shared so that by God's love and grace, people of every nation can be welcomed into His family. May we, through His Spirit's working, share that treasure with someone today. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to help us spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier with email devotionals from Our Daily Bread. Sign up for the daily encouragement at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friend Steve Wheeler and Whitefields Ministries. I'm not going to go into this long blah, blah. Look, they advance the gospel as part of their ministry. They support rural pastors by enabling them to have education, have finances. And when we talk about finances, I'm serious, folks. You're talking about people that are supported like by $300 a month, where they spend their entire month preaching, witnessing, and sharing the gospel in villages that there are no roads. There's no running water. There's nothing like that. These are as rural as you get, even to the point where some of these neighborhoods or some of these communities that they go to are myth-like. There's like stories about them and myths about them, and it turns out that they're real. That's the level of deep in the forest they're going to bring the gospel to the four corners of the earth. Go check out whitefields.org. The one thing I say, and Steve would be the first to say amen, and that is if you can't give him $60, give him 60 seconds. If you can't give him 60, give him 60 seconds. One time a week, 1 minute of your time, just to pray that the Lord will guide them in advancing the gospel. That's it. That's what I'd ask you to do. You can also give them a call, say hi to them, 760-846-8610. That's 760-846-8610. Whitefields.org is their website. Whitefields Ministry. Pray for Steve and for Coral, please. Thank you. Don't forget our mobile app. It is free. It's for the iPhone. It's for the Android. It's for the Pixel. It's for any of those things. I think really Pixel is just an Android phone, isn't it? It's not really that different, I don't think. I mean, I have one. It doesn't seem any different than the other phone I have. Except, you know, you get to say, okay, Google. As soon as I said that just now, my phone turned on. Make Cameron buy everybody a pizza. Doesn't work that way, apparently. Finally, do not forget, please, Dr. Tony Evans, Monday through Fridays, 10:30 a.m. Oh, I do want to mention one show that I haven't had a chance to talk much about. We're going to try and coordinate an interview coming up here pretty soon. But Eric Meekins has been doing a show, This Is Our Prayer, on Sunday mornings. And it's a call-in prayer show, right? So you call in, and he prays with you. Now, he might pray different than I pray. He might pray different than you pray. But people praying for you, so you really care their style? Look, if the brother's going to agree with you in the Lord, take it. Most of us need all the prayer we can get in every situation we're in. So let's leave that there. All right, let's get to the next section. The first section was no smarty pants allowed. And now I want to talk about the you're no longer the ordinary you. I said that wrong. It's you are no longer ordinary. That's what I meant. Well, that's okay. I could say it the other way too. You are no longer the ordinary you. Let's talk about what this means. Acts chapter 4. Verses 5 through 13 says this. The next day, the rulers and the elders and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there with Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the other high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them. They began to question them. By what power or what name do you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we're being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame
and were being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel. It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but God raised from the dead. Salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to mankind whereby we must be saved. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus. Wow! Love this portion. I'm an educational guy. I got people that I'm doing involved in a master's degree right now. A lot of people are aware that I talk about it on the show. I'm already a smarty pants. I went smarty pants the other direction, though. I did ministry first, then became a smarty pants. So I'm in this, I'm in a class. And it's great to get the education in the class, and it's great to do some of the classes we're doing. I'm doing a class right now called Spiritual Formation. It has a lot to do with checking out the character in your heart and the continuation of your Christianity, not just the say yes to Jesus, but what happens after you say yes. And what it really is a lifetime of yeses to Jesus. That's what it is. But one of the most fascinating things that I think emerges in Scripture is this type of element where Peter and John, who were in the industry of fishing, I don't know if you know a lot, and fishing isn't like, you know, it's not like twiddling your thumbs, but it is typically a little more labor-intensive with some pretty keen know-how and insight, and it involves a lot of effort and commitment, but it doesn't necessarily require a PhD to get involved in that industry. And when they were looking at Peter and John as fishermen, men who had a business, by the way, in fishing, and they noted that they even in their own minds were thinking, well, these are unlearned or unschooled and ordinary people. How are they speaking to us with such power and authority? How are they standing up to our reasoning? How is it that that fisherman right there just gave that proclamation and they did this one fantastic thing, which you kind of wish they would have taken the next step, but they didn't. They looked at these guys and they took note that they had been with Jesus. And now they're not regular anymore. They're not ordinary schmoes anymore. That's over. They spent 3 years with Jesus, and they're able to go toe-to-toe, theologically, argument-wise, persuasion-wise, with people that spend their lives talking about theology, arguing, and doing persuasion. But these guys were fishermen. They didn't go to school for that. Nope. But they did hang out with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that's what made the difference. And so now you got these Pharisees going, what? How are these guys talking to us this way? You can count on they thought they were going to run a kangaroo court. They thought they knew what they were doing. They thought they were in charge. Here's something they didn't count on, the Holy Spirit inside these guys. And by the Holy Spirit empowering these guys and enabling these guys to know what to say and how to say it, and this isn't the only engagement they had. If you remember, they were released from the prison. There's a lot of stuff here that's just so deep, and yet these were not people that walked away with a summa cum laude and something hanging on the wall. These are guys that walked away smelling like fish because they were working in the water. And they're coming off just as smart, just as wise, just as intelligent as these guys who have spent years and years and years in the educational process. Let's be honest. If you spend 50 years on this planet in universities and you spend 2 years hanging out with Jesus, 3 years hanging out with Jesus, when you're done hanging out with Jesus, you're going to be a lot smarter than everybody taught you from a university. It's a lot better to get the education directly from him who is the creator of life and who gives knowledge and is hidden all the treasures of knowledge and wisdom. That's just a better idea. That's a better degree. I've got the degree of hanging out with JC. Okie dokie. Works for me. Took these 12 guys and changed the world. We're still using Jesus as the time. We're still using him as the calendar. People are like, oh, he means nothing. By the way, that's 2017 AD. Aha! Gotcha!
That's the whole point. It's not that level of education or non-level of education. You want to recognize that you're not an ordinary you? Hang out with Jesus, and other people will see that as well. All right, we're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
There is a devastating disease crippling children, disfiguring them, leaving once beautiful faces marked with the unmistakable signs of leprosy, causing them to live a life of pain, shame, and isolation. But you can help American Leprosy Missions find, diagnose, and cure these children. You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
When a fine musician gives a masterful performance, some credit goes to the musician. But don't forget the composer. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Remember, the music is the composer's gift to the musician. Then the musician applies his or her skill to the composition to draw the best from it, to thrill the hearts of the listeners. Now, what does that mean to us spiritually? God has created us. He's given us spiritual gifts, and now our goal should be His good pleasure in the exercising of those gifts. With God at work in us, we are to live to glorify Him. And that's music to His ears.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is a fantastic way to do it. I will say that over the next 5 or 6 days, if you take a little styrofoam cup and put just a little bit of sand at the bottom, like a teaspoon of sand, and then write a note, and on the cup, write David Spoon, and put it on one of the water flooding system things, it might get to me. I mean, it's possible. I would say probably not, but it could. I'm just, you know, you don't know. Hey, the coin ended up in the fish's mouth, and when Peter pulled it out, that coin was the 2-drachma coin, so you never know. It's one of those things. Do not forget also, if you want to go to Facebook, you can type in The David Spoon Experience. to get to Facebook, and also hisappointment.com, a book that will be a blessing if you've gone through some tougher church issues and are trying to find a way back into a fellowship. That was, in fact, the point of the book, was to share my testimony and then how a devastating church experience should have permanently sidelined me. But then again, what I think it should have been and what God wanted are not always the same thing, as it evident by the book that I wrote. Okay, so the first couple of things that we've been discussing, I want to make sure that we stay on track. We just talked about the fact that, you know, the smarty pants issue in faith and in Christianity, you got to be careful. I had somebody very close to me say, well, that person's got a PhD, so whatever he says must be right. Like, no. I knew somebody that had a PhD, and I just, as nice as I can be about it, I'm much more confident that that person was much better at, you know, collecting names for petitions than any teaching capacity. And so my point in that is a degree does not necessitate an ability to teach or communicate. And in fact, sometimes when we get smart, we get too smart, and then we think we're too smart, and then what happens? Either the Lord knocks you down, or you just keep talking, and you know that old proverb, you know, better not to say anything and let people not know if you're a fool or not than to open your mouth and to guarantee they're going to know you're a fool. So there's this mindset that you got to be careful in how you process through those things. Since we talked about the fact that also when you engage with Jesus Christ, you're not the same. You don't have to be educated to be brilliant in the capacity that the Lord has created in you. So many wonderful gifts. And by hanging out with Jesus, the emergence of those gifts and the kingdom elements really come forth. And you had somebody like Peter and John. It's true that Luke was more educated, but John wrote an enormous part of the New Testament, writing the Gospel of John, 1st and 2nd John, plus the book of Revelation, was the most beloved apostle of all. There's nowhere in there it gives any sense that he was highly educated, but there is somewhere that says he was hanging out with Jesus. And that's the diff right there. So now I want to make sure that we catch the divine light bulb. Do we have a sound for this? All right, let's go with it.
Light bulb hanging over my head. I hope you're never going to go out, never go out.
That's great. I love some of these sounds you come up with, Tugboat Todd. They're fantastic.
Thank you.
They're great. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 through 29. Brothers and sisters. Now, if you have a passage that says brothers and sisters, I'm going to bet your bottom dollar that's brothers and sisters. That's brothers and sisters in the faith. Doesn't take a lot. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It's a fantastic picture in 1 Corinthians, how God does not like Sharpies. You got a Sharpie at home? I got a Sharpie. Tugboat Todd has a Sharpie. Casey has a Sharpie. Don't you have a Sharpie, Casey? You got a Sharpie. Everybody's got a Sharpie. God's like going, not too many Sharpies. Not too many people were wise by human standards. Not many that influential. Not many of noble birth. And you want to know why? Because then God picks those people, uses those people to blow people's worlds into smithereens, and then you know it's God because you know those people could never have done it on their own. So God's like, watch this. I'm going to take this instrument and show you how smart I am and how stupid everybody else is. Bing! And then you're going, whoa. And then somebody you could never think would have any impact alters your world, and you're like going, what happened? And God's going, there it is again, thank you. And why does he do all of that stuff? You think, well, that just seems so wrong. Well, it's so that nobody can boast before God. You know, if God gives you your breath, tell me one thing you get to brag about. Go ahead, go. Okay, God gives you your breath. What do you get to brag about? Go. Okay, wait, no, he gives you your breath, so we're going to take your breath away. Now tell me, what are you going to do? Go. Oh, what, you died? Oh, you see how that works? So nobody gets that opportunity to stand before God and go, I'm a genius. No, you're not. You're lucky you're breathing. And you're breathing because God said you can breathe. And God takes these foolish things, and he takes these foolish things of the world, and he shows the world you're wrong. And he takes weak things and shows his strength. Do you ever feel weak? Do you ever feel like you're down? Do you ever feel like you have the capacity to go on? That's perfect. God can use you perfectly right there. Because when he does use you, people are going to go, whoa, how'd that person do any of that? And the answer will be because God was involved. That's the greatest thing yet. That's fantastic. That's where the divine light bulb comes on. That's when you start to understand, hey, this happens because of God. Like, yeah, it does. It happens because of God. These things that take place in our lives, even though we're not that brilliant or not that sharp, become extremely sharp when God gets a hold of them. God chose the foolish things of this world to shame the wise, the weak things of the world, to shame the strong, the lowly things of this world, and the despised things, the things that are not, to destroy them, to nullify the things that are. So nobody can boast before him. It's all going to be you, Lord. You. When we get to heaven, and there's, you know, all that, people are thinking, we're going to get to heaven, and then we're going to have this award ceremony. I mean, people are thinking this is going to be like the Olympics. And you're going to have an award ceremony. And yes, there is one word that refers to Greek Olympics. But yes, there's the big thing. I don't think we get up off the ground for the first million years as we're worshiping and thanking God, sobbing away as we recognize there's nothing that we did apart from him. Every good thing comes from him. Every breath is from him. Every gift of grace is from him. And we are because of him. So I think you get through the first million years and then we'll start talking about other stuff. Because what are you going to do? Stand up before God and go, didn't I do great? Sure. And that minute you say that, God pulls out the television and then plays all the things that go on your mind that nobody else saw. How do you think that's going to be rated? Bet it's not PG. Okay. I'm just saying, don't get mad at me. That's what the scripture says. Now, the big thing about understanding that God takes the not that bright, the not that wise, the not that whatever, gets into their lives and makes these changes. The big thing is understanding this, that true wisdom and true knowledge and true treasures are found in Jesus Christ. And it is when we recognize that our illumination, our education, our understanding, our intellectual, our emotional process is best served in submission to God. Don't misunderstand. It's not that you don't struggle, but you bring it to God and let him be your processor or here's the best way to say it. You're a pizza that's not cooked. God's the oven. Everything you do, you go through like a pizza. Got it? God's got all the heat. He's getting out all the imperfections. He's growing up something that's going to be good. You come out, you go in dough, you come out of pizza, you go in not so great, you come out fantastic. You go in, if people eat you, they get sick. You come out, people eat you, they throw a party. It's fantastic. God's the pizza cooker. And you're the dough. Because it has to come through him. Now, when we come back, as you know, we're not going any other way and doing this way. When we come back, there are two key components to understanding how true wisdom and knowledge comes to you. And we're going to discuss both of those in a tight time frame, yet we will discuss them both. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back.
Hey, pizza.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Let others see your testimony as well as hear it.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Bill Crowder. In March 1974, Chinese farmers were digging a well when they made a surprising discovery. Buried under the dry ground of central China was the Terracotta Army, life-size terracotta sculptures that dated back to the 3rd century B.C. In this extraordinary find were some 8,000 soldiers, 150 cavalry horses, and 130 chariots drawn by 520 horses. The Terracotta Army has become one of the most popular tourist sites in China, attracting over 1 million visitors annually. This amazing treasure lay hidden for centuries, but is now being shared with the world. The Apostle Paul wrote that followers of Christ have a treasure inside them that's to be shared with the world. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, "We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure." The treasure inside us is the message of Christ and His love. This treasure is not to be hidden, but is to be shared so that by God's love and grace, people of every nation can be welcomed into His family. May we, through His Spirit's working, share that treasure with someone today. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to help us spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier with email devotionals from Our Daily Bread. Sign up for the daily encouragement at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement is provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. In a recent interchange on my radio show, Speaker Paul Ryan declined to debate with me the merits of eliminating or capping the tax deduction on home mortgage interest. He did it with a chuckle, noting that he and I had crossed verbal swords on that subject many times. I pointed out because some key GOP voices don't want to hear what defenders of that deduction are saying, nor do they seem aware of why other deductions, like those for charitable contributions, mean so much. In Trump country, there's a great attachment to these deductions, and there will be great hostility to any move to eliminate or even cap any of them. Capping the mortgage interest deduction would hurt every homeowner, even those whose interest deductions fall below the cap, because housing is one market, and you reduce the value of the most expensive home, you reduce the value of every home. I don't want to see Republicans squander another chance to realign politics. To that end, they should not touch the deduction on mortgage interest and on charitable giving. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I got to bother Tugboat Todd for a second. Do you know what the weather is supposed to be for the next couple of days? It's supposed to be like rainy, 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 rainy.
Well, that's what I keep hearing, that we're supposed to get these 6 days of rain, but it's been off and on so far. I don't know.
6 days of rain. Sounds that's like a movie. 6 days of rain starring Noah. Okay. You know, I mean, that would be... Right?
It's just a shorter version. It's
a
short
much
film.
Shorter version, right? Featuring the Ark in multicolor. You know, like something like that. You know? It's like, wow. All right, let's finish off what we're talking about. We're talking about the idea that Christianity and you're growing. And, you know, there's a difference between convert and disciple. If people are, you're not aware of that difference. A convert is somebody who gets saved and the entire end process for them is getting saved. A disciple, and so what they see as a convert is that's the finish line, getting saved. Whereas a disciple sees getting saved as the starting line, as the starter. It's like, no, I'm just starting this journey and just moving forward in this. And so in talking about that, we want to understand that there's not some requirement for people, and I know this took place throughout church history, though not in the genuine church, which we understand is the trail of blood, but in a lot of ecclesiastics, kind of mentality, a lot of church mentality, their structured church was really like only educated people can get it, nobody else can understand it, blah, 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 ad nauseum, lie, 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 lie. Until they found out that all the documents that were written in Greek were in Koinonia Greek, which is the fellowship-style Greek, which really means that they were the same Greek style of writing that people wrote love letters in. And typically, you didn't write an academic letter in a love letter style. So people were like, wait, 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 wait. The whole language was for the common man. So a perverted part of the church captured the church attention and said it's only for intellects. Well, that was a lie. So there was no, okay, now we're way past that. Nobody even pays attention to that now because it doesn't matter. But it's important to you to understand that it's not a wise and learned privilege. And that you're not a regular person, and you're not even a worldly person, not any of that, because as soon as Jesus gets in your life, you are a transformed person. You spend 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, let alone one genuine, uninterrupted hour with Jesus, you will never be the same. That's a reality. Because when you come to face with the Son of the Living God, when you come face to face, you change. And then we just talked about the truth that God's, you know, it's not a big Sharpies. There's only one superstar in heaven. His name is Jesus. Everybody else is a sub whatever. So when pastors are like, listen to me, I'm in charge, it's just perfectly all right to say, huh, you know, Paul said everybody's supposed to submit to one another. So work that out. Okay? All right. Now let's go into the close on that and understanding this, that the revelation, understanding with God, not attained by intellect, not attained by degree, not attained by attending world universities, especially Vanderbilt or Duke, hint, hint. But here's how the real education of God comes about. Ready? Luke 24:30-32. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. And they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? When the scriptures make sense, it's because the Lord has opened them. When people look at the Bible and they mock and they laugh and they go, oh, it's just full of contradictions and you're just flat earthers, like our former president used to say, it's obvious he never read Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22, where it says God sits on the circle of the earth. That would have given him 1,500-year advantage over science if he'd been a Bible believer. But the reality is it takes the Lord to open up the scriptures for you and I. You want to figure out how you go from this place of you know, not understanding to this fantastic place of you have this knowledge you don't even know why? That's because the Lord opens it up. I mean, if he is an all-knowing God and decides to give you an opening of knowledge, guess what? You're going to have an opening of knowledge, whether you went to school or not. It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing that at 12 years of age, Jesus, being man and being God, was able to just completely out-speak and use theology with any and all people he encountered at the temple. I think it's fascinating. But I think it's what the Lord does. You're sitting there thinking, how does that happen? How does that work? I'm going to tell you how it works. Specifically, I only got 2 minutes, I'll do it. John 14:26, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. The Holy Spirit takes the things that Jesus taught and makes it knowable. And for those that are like, well, I don't understand, I'll give you another one. 1 Corinthians 2:11-12. Or who knows the person's thought except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we might understand what God has freely given us. You get it because the Holy Spirit enables you to get it. That's why you get it. It's opened through Jesus, and it's transformed through the Holy Spirit, and it comes from God the Father, always the Trinity working together, always. And it's what gives us this insight that says, well, I might be stupid by the world standards, but there's going to come a trumpet, and when the trumpet blows, I'm going to have my name written in the book. That's not too dumb. What's dumb is rejecting God and having your name not written in the book. Who's smart now? Well, you're going to heaven. That's pretty smart. You're using your time on earth to be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ, but you made a decision to follow Jesus Christ. Pretty smart. Pretty intelligent. People out there who are Christians who are like, well, I'm not that smart. You've made a decision that the smartest people in the world are incapable of making. That's how smart you really are. You think, oh, well, come on, you're just saying that. Well, I didn't say it at all. God said it. I just think if God has an opinion and anybody else has an opinion, that God's opinion is better. I don't think it's that complex. God's opinion's better. I mean, they don't have a heaven to put me in, do they? I mean, just because it's human intellect does not mean it reigns supreme. It's just the fallacy of it all. What they really have is people that don't know how to argue on our side. That's the problem. We have the truth. We'll find out. When it's all said and done, and Jesus declares it, and the books are opened, we'll find out. In the meantime, be smart. Say yes to Jesus, not just once, but throughout your entire lifetime. Then you'll really be smart. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego. Going to take a break. You're going to hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.